is your wake-up call. Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the-
Good morning, Angela Yee. Say good morning, Yee.
Put your lips on the mic, Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Two more days until Thanksgiving break. Drop one of Clues Bump.
Oh, Friday, did I say?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Y'all ain't away y'all vacation time?
No, I'm aware. Trust me. You know what I'm looking forward to? Catching up on some sleep, man. I need to get some sleep. I don't ever get to watch TV shows. I don't get to be at home.
I'm looking forward to doing nothing. Okay? Sorry.
We
look forward to vacations, too. Just like everybody else.
What is that? Got some Christmas gifts for people.
We got Christmas gifts.
No, I'm just kidding. No, this is headphones that was needed.
For the studio. All right, anyway,
drop one of Clues Bombs for Karen Civil, damn it.
Well, Karen Civil had to make that happen.
Yeah, you know that's the plug. You ain't even got to worry about that.
I didn't want to put her name out there like that.
Why we can't put her name out there like that?
All right, shout out to the plug, Karen Civil. She came through.
The plug, okay?
Yeah, shout out to
Karen. Some people get their work from certain places. We get ours from Haiti, all right?
Okay. Well, let me just say, yesterday I had a great day yesterday.
You had sex?
I worked all day, and then Hennessy was nice enough to do a toast for me just to honor the fact that I've been working so hard and doing so many different things. They actually did the toast in the Moet Hennessy Lounge.
Why you invite us?
Which is a beautiful place.
You don't be effing with us.
Yeah, I wasn't going to come anyway.
You're right.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I wouldn't come, but I wouldn't come. Because, you know, I don't be going nowhere.
So you wouldn't go.
I was working yesterday anyway, though.
People always do that. They'd be like, why wasn't I invited? When my friends don't show up to certain things too many times, I just stop inviting them places.
Nah, I would've came.
I like it better when people don't invite me. Yeah, don't even put that pressure on me. You know I ain't coming. If you know me.
But Karen Civil did come through, so I appreciate her for that. A lot of people shout out. My guy Mike Kaiser was there.
Salute to OG Mike Kaiser.
A lot of people that I've known for, one of my friends from high school, Jamil, she's a lawyer. And we've been friends forever. She was actually there, too. It was nice. It was like a wide variety of people. People I started lip service with, they were there. It's a lot of people that came through. Just for a little quick toast. It was quick. It was some food from Evelyn's Kitchen, some nice Hennessy drinks.
Also, it was planned out. This is nothing quick. And you didn't invite us?
It was quick. It was only like 40 people.
I didn't want to come anyway.
I was with Karen yesterday, too. Me and Karen was working on something that people will see soon.
Yeah, I saw her post.
She posted something?
From MTV. Film it.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Surprise.
I mean, it's not a surprise. I mean, you don't know what it is, but yeah, it was definitely something with MTV.
Now she put what it was.
MTV 2, actually. No, she didn't.
Let me tell you.
She didn't put, I know she didn't put what it was. Because it was strict rules not to put what it was.
No.
Okay, nobody put what it was. It was like 9 people involved. Salute to Tax Stone, salute to Joe Budden, salute to.
We all already know what it is.
Who else was there? B-Dot, Letty.
I was with B-Dot yesterday, too.
No, who else was there?
Nick Cannon
and his turban. Can't remember who else was there. Oh, Sycamore. Salute to Sycamore. Sycamore's an A&R for Epic, I believe, right? He's behind, like, Travis Scott, YG's
Epic
projects.
Epic, uh-huh.
Yeah, Miranda from XXL. It was good. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, we already know about it. Yeah.
No, y'all may know, but the people don't know. But no, the people don't know soon.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's get the show cracking. All right, front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, we'll talk about that West Virginia mayor that said that Michelle Obama...
That damn Twitter egg!
...an ape in heels.
She ain't resigned yet?
We're going to get right into that in front page news.
All right, let's start the show. No Drake?
Good.
All right, we'll do a review.
Finally.
That's close.
Switch up the playlist a little bit. All Jesus Christ.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Breakfast Club is getting some front page news. Now, the mayor resigns after ape in heels comment.
Well, let's be clear about everything that happened. So first, Pamela Ramsey Taylor, who actually worked as the Clay County Development Corp director.
She's built like a Twitter egg. She got donkey today yesterday.
She's the one that posted, "It will be so refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified first lady back in the White House. I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels." An online petition called for her to lose her job. She was removed from her post as director.
She got deleted like a spam account with a Twitter egg for a profile.
Her friend had commented, "Just made my day." Now, she was the West Virginia mayor.
She got donkey of the day yesterday, too.
Yeah, she got donkey of the day. And not only that, she has resigned from her post. So Beverly Willing is no longer the West Virginia mayor.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for pressure.
That's
pressure,
right.
Pressure, 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 pressure.
Now, she was saying that she wasn't racist and she didn't feel her comment was racist. She said, "I was referring to my day being made for change in the White House. I'm truly sorry for any hard feeling this may have caused. Those who know me know that I'm not in any way racist." But you're also not the mayor anymore, so that's that.
I mean, even if you didn't think something was racist, it still was a very offensive comment.
It was very offensive.
And by the way, it is also racist because the term monkey is used as a racial slur towards black people.
And absolutely.
I think you're smart enough to know that. As
maybe
the
not,
mayor
though.
Of West Virginia,
nah, she should know
I
that.
Think that common sense maybe would not. Tell you, hey, calling a black woman an ape in heels might be a little bit jarring.
I mean, it's kind of like bullying, too, man. You don't want your mayor doing that.
Yeah, but even if it's not a racial slur, because I mean, monkey is like a, you know, that's like people don't use that term crazily
yes,
like
they
that.
Do.
They
people
do. Black like, but for her, just to even call Michelle an ape in heels is disgusting.
Absolutely.
All right, especially when she looked the way she looked.
And
all
you're right? The mayor, and that's the president's wife.
That sounds crazy. Let's talk about three NBA teams banning Trump hotels.
Well, at least three NBA teams are no longer going to stay at Donald Trump-branded hotels this season.
What teams?
They don't want to have any association with the new president-elect. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Dallas Mavericks. They say that there's eight teams altogether so far, and they're not going to identify all those teams just because they don't want to publicly talk about where they'll be staying on this season's trips for games against the Knicks, the Nets, or the Chicago Bulls. But they don't want to stay at any Trump-branded hotels. You know what's interesting? When I was watching the news right after Trump won, they said the properties that he owns, where people own like condos and stuff, mm-hmm. all those buildings are actually worth more, and people are investing more into that and paying more for those properties. But a lot of people now are not staying at those hotels.
Well, this is what happens when you got a president who wants to build, walls instead of bridges.
Right.
Okay. Welcome to the divided states of America, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, also they said yesterday they're actually taking the Trump name off some of the hotels and some of the buildings because people don't want to stay there. So they're taking the names off and just using the numbers so, you know, people can start buying into those properties again. So you'll start seeing them names come down this in the next couple of days. All right, and that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you pissed off. Maybe you had a bad morning. Whatever it may be, you want to vent. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm gonna tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
This is Black Mike, man, from Columbia, South Carolina. What's up, Charlamagne?
803, what's happening, Mike? What's happening?
Black Mike, tell him why you mad, Black Mike.
Black Trump supporter. And he is right about the Mexicans, bro. They have killed the construction world from the black man. The lawn service, it killed that. The home repair, home builders, landscaping builders, they have killed it, man.
Tell me how they killed it. Were they undercutting you or something?
Yeah, they undercut all their prices, man. And then they come out like, I got my own construction business. I might have six people, right, to do the job. They'll come out there with 10 or 11 because they can do the job quicker and cheaper price.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who you think would win in a head-to-head war, Nino Brown and his Cash Money cartel or El Chapo and his squad?
El Chapo, man.
All right, then. Case closed. Video, have a nice day.
All right, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Bay from Detroit. Good morning.
Hey, Bay.
Hey, Bay. I missed you, Bay. Bay, I missed you.
How y'all doing?
Hi,
I miss you too, Charlamagne.
What's up?
I'm doing good, Yee. How y'all doing?
We not mad.
I'm calling about my Facebook timeline, and I see a lot of people are upset dealing with this election and how people voted. And I just want people to be clear that our ancestors didn't die for us to vote. They died for us to have the choice to vote. It is your choice whether you decide to vote or not. You cannot be mad at someone whether they voted or not or who they voted for. It's their personal choice. Like, you can't be mad about that.
No, I'm going to definitely be mad, especially being that Trump's in the White House.
No, but you... But you have to understand this, Charlamagne. Some people feel like their lives don't matter. Our people are getting gunned down in the streets. If they don't care about your life, what makes you think they care about your vote?
Well, by
some
the way,
some people feel like that. You have to respect that.
By the way, you're correct, but guess what? If I had to choose between Donald and Hillary caring about my life, I think I would go with Hillary.
Hello, who's this?
Young Josh 93 in the building. What go down, La Familia?
Young Josh, what's good?
We don't have time. We don't have time for your wife rap this morning, Young Josh.
I don't know where you been, Young Josh.
I've been good. I'm calling because I'm mad because I haven't been getting through. I've been calling a lot, and a lot of people have been asking me about y'all lately. I was trying to see if y'all miss me.
Well, actually, we've been not letting you get through on purpose.
No, we haven't. What's up, Young Josh? What you got for us this morning?
No, bro. Donald Trump's in the White House. I don't feel like hearing you rap.
I'm trying to hear that, though. I'm trying to let y'all know how I feel about it.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Oh, God.
They ask how I always get through. I say, no, ask how many times I didn't get through. Some people live in a lie. I got to live with the truth. Reminiscing on them days I used to live in a coop. I'm talking back when Charlamagne used to downplay my dreams. So I had to fall back and start chasing my dreams. I ain't testing nobody, but I'm handing CDs. America, give us back our black president, please. And y'all other rappers can't plan what I'm planning because a lot of y'all careers doing the mannequin challenge. I ain't coming to play, and I ain't coming to vanish. Y'all, I came here to stay. Y'all got to give me my breakfast, freestyling on air. I got it checked on my checklist. I'm just dancing through my battles like Eddie. Y'all checking the world's most dangerous show like driving in Texas. Hey, Angela, you hit me when you in Texas. I hope DJ Envy spin one of my records. Charlamagne said I suck, but I just shake off the pressure. You did. And y'all know I'm never gone for too long. I just hope Charlamagne stopped wearing them thongs.
Ooh.
Hey, when you going? How many job interviews have you had this year, sir?
Zero.
That's the problem. You need a job.
But I met Angela Yee and DJ Envy this year.
Sure did.
That did nothing for your life.
How you know he had a thong on, though?
That did nothing for your career. You need to get a job.
Young Josh.
Have a blessed day.
That was hot, though. I'm not going to lie. That was hot.
It was not. Stop lying to that young man. Encourage him to go get a trade.
That was hot.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Sorry, Beyonce. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Listen, nothing tickles me like my Instagram and my YouTube comments.
Tickles you?
Yes. I posted a picture of Karen Civil yesterday when she was on The Breakfast Club, and somebody left a comment on my page and said, Karen Civil is the only Haitian I would raw dog. I don't know what that meant, but I just thought that was funny.
Also kind of racist. Like,
why is it racist? Stop it. Everything's not racist.
Well, for a Haitian.
Why is that racist?
Because it's saying you wouldn't do any other Haitians without, like, come on. Why is it mad that she's Haitian?
I don't even know what color the person was that posted that. So what if it was a black person?
What if it was Haitian?
What if it was a Haitian? Like, I'm saying, how would you just jump and say it's racist? It's preference. I didn't take it that way. I just thought it was funny that that's what somebody's thought process would be.
It sounds insulting to me.
But you're not Haitian.
I said it to Karen yesterday. She laughed. I don't I don't know.
And shout out to Karen Civil. We needed some headphones up here, and she got them here next day.
Karen Civil is the plug,
we appreciate
bro.
It. Thank you, Karen.
She will forever be the plug, okay? That's what she does. God has ordained her to be the plug.
All right, well.
Young Sock Posse.
When we come back, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Well, looks like there could be a sex tape on the way, okay? I'll tell you who might have the sex tape. That's why you don't go somewhere on vacation, meet somebody, and smash. You never know what might happen from that. Also, we'll talk about Prince. His record label is now suing Jay-Z.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, let's see if this sex tape comes out. It turns out that Von Miller from the Denver Broncos was on vacation. He was in Cancun, met a woman, and did a sex tape with her. This woman is named Elizabeth Ruiz. She actually filmed it on her cell phone, and he told her, keep it private, can't do anything with it. He then says he reached out to her after the trip and asked her to destroy the recording, and she said, gotcha. Shortly after, she tried to sell that video to TMZ, and TMZ has said no. Then the woman gathered together a team, and she's trying to sell that video back to Von Miller for $2.5 million, which is extortion. And the judge has now issued a temporary restraining order for that sex tape.
If a girl can record you while y'all having sex with each other, you're not hitting it hard enough. You need to dig deep in them guts.
She might have set it up.
Okay.
Like, she might have set the camera up or the phone.
Well, it was
up.
Her phone, and he knew about it.
Yeah, so she might have set it up.
Right.
My
dumb ass thinking she holding the phone
in
her
hand.
I'm like, okay.
No, she probably set it up.
Okay, you're right.
This guy.
You're right.
Maybe she was holding it. I don't know.
Hmm. Von Miller must have been drunk out of his mind to agree to that deal.
I know. And then he went home like, wait a minute.
Exactly. I'm not negotiating that. I'm not negotiating that one. Don't recall me having sex with you.
All right. That means he probably also didn't do such a great job. You know. Now, Prince, his label, is now suing Jay-Z. If you recall, Tidal's the only streaming service you could hear all these Prince records, right?
Right.
Well, it turns out that Prince had made a deal for Roc Nation to stream through Tidal, that last album he did, Hit and Run Phase 1, but he didn't do a deal for his whole catalog. Now, once Prince passed away, according to his estate, they're saying that Tidal started streaming all of his music. They had I Wanna Be Your Lover, 1999, Little Red Corvette, Cream, Purple Rain, Controversy, Pop Life, all of those songs. So what they are saying is that they're owed a lot of money. Now they are suing because they never gave permission for those songs to be streamed, just that final album.
How do you know Prince didn't do a deal that they didn't know about?
I guess they are looking for some paperwork, some money, no check cut. Mm. So, and then this all started streaming after he passed away also. So now they're looking for that money, and they're suing for copyright infringement, and they want to block any continued streaming of his music outside of that final album.
Who got the rights to Prince's estate, though? Because I thought they couldn't even find the will and all that.
No, his brothers and sisters have it, because they can't find the will. So all his brothers stepbrothers, stepsisters, they all got to split that.
That's why everybody was coming forward like, oh, I'm Prince's brother, I'm his sister.
That's why you got to have all that straight before you die, man. Don't just leave a mess, okay?
Right. Unless you got kids, because if you got kids, they go directly to your kids.
Depends how them kids act. All right. All kids ain't deserving of getting their parents' fortunes just because they're my kids. All right.
That's true.
On Steve Harvey's talk show yesterday, he had the original Kings of Comedy on, and they were honoring their late co-star, Bernie Mac.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Bernie Mac, damn it.
They did a whole tribute, and it got very emotional. Check it out.
What's up, Steve?
So,
we're right here at Bernie Mac's high school on the South Side. Play time to honor this man. We love Bernie Mac. We got the principal of the school. Douglas, go ahead and let them know how we're going to honor the Mac Man.
In honor of our 75th anniversary and to support our wonderful Alumni Association, we like to rename this auditorium the Bernie Mac Auditorium.
That was Mike Epps, who appeared via satellite, and they also had Bernie Mac's high school sweetheart Rhonda there as well. So they were at the school in Chicago.
That's dope.
Not mad at that at all. Salute Bernie Mac. Rest in peace. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Bernie Mac. Salute Steve Harvey.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to our guys, Ray Shermer. They have the number one song with Black Beatles.
That's so, right.
Huge deal. You guys know that even Paul McCartney joined in on the mannequin challenge.
Yeah,
did his own video from the. He's from the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. I took a little offense yesterday to everybody saying that that song popped off simply because of the mannequin challenge. Because I remember when they were here on the Breakfast Club and they said they turned their album in late because they was waiting on a verse from Gucci for this song that they said they knew was going to be a hit called Black Beatles. I remember that. So I like when people call things and then they actually happen.
Well, it's their first number one.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's a big deal for them. So congratulations. Also, shout out to number one from number nine. And they're saying that is the biggest jump since Taylor Swift's Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Because the record is dope. And even if you want to do say the mannequin challenge is what caused that record to pop off, they knew that record was a hit record when they recorded it.
But the crazy thing about that record, this is going to sound stupid. It's the number one record, but it's not at the peak yet. Like, you can tell when a record's at the peak, it's not there yet. It's still growing like crazy. In the club.
So it's going to be number one for a while is what you're saying.
You mean when we play it every hour on the hour?
There you go. We haven't started yet.
Oh, we haven't started playing it every hour on the hour.
Not yet. Okay. Soon be.
Do we even play it at all?
No, that's what I said.
The station don't play it at
all? No.
At all?
No.
You know what?
Not in the morning. Not in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Not in the morning.
All right.
But it will soon. Very soon.
We'll drop on the Clues Bombs for Ray Shmerman. My guy, Mike Will.
All right.
Salute to those guys.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Reports.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you what NBA teams are not staying at the Trump Towers. All right. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Let's get in some front
page.
And The
page. Breakfast Club has breakfast today.
Yeah, we do, right?
We all have breakfast.
We're not The Breakfast Club. We're The Breakfast Posse this morning.
Oh, stop it. Let's get some front page news. Let's talk about the mayor resigning after the Ape in Heels comment.
Yes, the West Virginia mayor has resigned. Now, we'll give you the whole lowdown. You actually gave them Donkey of the Day yesterday, Charlamagne, as well. Pamela Ramsey Taylor had put up a post. It will be so refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified First Lady back in the White House. I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels. Now, the woman who wrote that, Pamela Ramsey Taylor, actually got let go from her position. And now the West Virginia mayor, who was her friend, who left a comment on that original post saying that just made her day, has resigned from her position as well.
You damn right. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Drop one of Clues bombs for that Twitter egg.
There was an online petition calling for both women to lose their jobs. And according to the West Virginia mayor, she's saying, and her name is Beverly Whaling, she said, I was referring to my day being made for change in the White House. I am truly sorry for any hard feelings this may have caused. Those who know me know that I'm not in any way racist.
Oh, shut up. Listen, the funny thing is, even if she didn't mean it in a racial way, I didn't mean it in a racist way, you still call it a woman an ape in heels. Okay.
Especially he's supposed to be a mayor.
Yeah, stop it.
Leave it
and
a comment,
when she
I should
says
say.
A dignified first lady back in the White House, is she saying all the other ones before that?
Yeah, you're saying Michelle's not dignified.
Except for this one is the only one that wasn't dignified?
Do not compare people to apes unless you're comparing them to Caesar.
Okay? Now, let's talk about these three teams that's banning the Trump hotels.
Well, at least three NBA teams are no longer going to stay at Donald Trump-branded hotels this season. They don't want to have any association with the new president-elect. That's the Milwaukee Bucks, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Dallas Mavericks. According to ESPN, there's eight teams in total that are not being publicly identified right now that said they will not be staying in any Trump-branded hotels also.
Okay.
What's the problem?
They don't want to have any association with Donald Trump.
I don't see the problem.
Oh, I thought you were saying the problem with staying there.
I don't see the problem with it at all. That's what happens when you have a president who wants to build walls instead of bridges. Okay?
Why would I want to support you?
We're the divided states of America now. It is what it is. Now everybody's also choosing sides, as they should.
Also, a lot of people are taking a lot of those buildings are taking the Trump sign down because they just don't want no problems. They want people to come there and not think of anything about Trump. So they're taking a Trump sign down in a couple of those buildings. But let's talk about LeBron James. He's mad, huh?
Well, yes, LeBron James is upset about some comments that were made. And this is by Phil Jackson. We have those comments.
We have the comments?
We don't have it.
Somebody's on the fire.
Oh, Taylor, get off the damn fire. Why do they act like we don't have a show going on, okay? Tell them even though we are the Breakfast Posse, show some respect. Get off the fire.
He just yelled down the hall,
get off the fire, Taylor. We're in the middle of a show and you're still sitting on the fire.
She's off the fire.
She's off the fire?
She's off the fire.
All right, let's go, Posse.
All right.
There's been a lot of talk that he's unhappy with how little the team is using it. And he said, no, that's not it. When they do use it, I want them to use it correctly. And I think his hope with the New York Knicks is to get them back to playing the game the right way. And that sounds simple, but it really is getting back to basics. And, I asked him about Jeff Hornacek and why he was the right man he thought to do this. And he said,
what the hell is that, Taylor?
Because he has a learner's mentality.
Taylor, what is that? I know it's the end of the year and everybody's just saying, you know what, F it. Thanksgiving break is next week. But what was that? What did that have to do with what the hell we was talking about?
We have LeBron James saying what he's mad about. All right, we have that part.
To use that label, and if you go and read the definition of what the word posse is, it's not what I've built over my career. It's not what I stand for. It's not what my family stands for. And I believe the only reason he used that word is to see young African Americans trying to make a difference. It's not surprising. You know, he says it out to the media. He's got a lot more work to do.
Okay,
now,
guys,
I think I need to put this in context.
What is LeBron replying to?
Let me explain what happened, okay? So apparently, New York Knicks president Phil Jackson referred to LeBron James' agent, his manager, as his quote-unquote posse. He was discussing one of Miami's trips to Cleveland, and Phil Jackson was criticizing LeBron for trying to alter the travel plans for the Heat because you and your mom and your posse want to spend an extra night in Cleveland. Well, Maverick wasn't too pleased with Phil Jackson referring to LeBron James's team of people around him that have gotten him major endorsements and have been working with him since the beginning of his career as just his posse.
That's disrespectful.
And LeBron responded to those comments. He said, it sucks that now at this point, having one of the biggest businesses you can have both on and off the court, having a certified agent in Rich Paul, having a certified business partner in Maverick Carter that's done so many great business deals, that the title for young African Americans is the word posse.
So LeBron is saying that it was racial connotations.
He said he doesn't think that Phil Jackson would have used that term if he was doing business with someone else and working with another team, or if he was working with anybody in sports that was owning a team that wasn't African-American and had a group of guys around him.
I think Phil Jackson just needs to update his slang, okay, when referring to young African-American men. He should have said LeBron and his gang. LeBron and his squad. Should have said it just like that.
Squad.
LeBron and his mom and his squad. He should, you know what I mean? Like, just update your slang game a little
bit. Yeah, posse's
crazy. I haven't heard posse since Arsenio Hall.
That's
Arsenio Hall used to call his house band a posse.
Now, okay? I agree with Maverick and with LeBron in that this is his agent. This is his manager.
Absolutely.
That's not just his hangers-on. Should
have said the business associates, but posse?
Right. It's his
partners in
business. They have businesses together.
But is it foul because it's racial, or is it foul because he's not showing them the respect they deserve as far as what they actually do?
I think both.
I think that he feels like it's racial because he's not showing them the respect they deserve for what they do because they're African-American.
And remember, LeBron got a lot of flack for hiring him. You know, everybody wanted him to go the conventional way and get the known agent and the known manager.
Okay.
And he got homeboys that went to school and did it the right way.
Let me play white devil's advocate.
All right, white devil.
I'm Phil Jackson. How old's Phil? 97. Okay.
99.
He's been around for a long, long time. So
right. He's
seen different variations of entourages.
And
whether
agents,
it was Michael Jordan,
and
entourage,
managers.
Kobe, Shaq,
right.
Allen Iverson. So he does see a lot of hanger-on. So in his mind, he saw LeBron, saw him with a bunch of dudes, and he's like his mom and his posse.
That's kind of racial.
But
though.
You don't think that he knows who Rich Paul and Maverick are?
He probably doesn't.
I'm sure he knows
in
who his manager and his agents are.
You don't think he knows that?
He probably doesn't.
Who agents
especially because it was very groundbreaking when everything that happened with LeBron actually using them as his agent and as
he
his
knows
management.
Who the agents are.
That was a big deal. A huge deal when
said,
it happened.
I don't. He probably doesn't. He's 90 years old.
He's
and
he's
I don't know
Jesus
that I've
Christ.
Ever.
He's 99. But
he's still using the word posse.
I'm just wondering, right. Has Phil Jackson ever referred to other people's managers and agents as their posse?
You think you see Porzingis?
If he has said that about other players who have any ethnicity or race as their posse and not their manager or their agent, then it's not anything wrong with that.
You think
but
if he sees Porzingis, he goes, Porzingis is with his posse?
Yeah.
No,
maybe.
He doesn't.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
Posse cat, the way y'all reacted. I thought he called him a bunch of, grab him by the pussy cat.
By calling LeBron's agent and manager his posse, is that a racial term?
I think it's an outdated term.
It's just a little degrading.
I've only heard that term once before, and you know when that was?
What?
On the Arsenio Hall show, when he would refer to his house band as a posse. Who uses the word posse? Have you ever used that word? Have you ever said, me and my posse?
Yeah, but me and I was listening to the Insane Clown Posse the other day.
You
and
ain't
they was
never
rushing.
Said that in your life.
Tell
I will
me an
slap
Insane
your
Clown
beige
Posse
ass.
Song.
Huh?
Tell me one of their songs.
You've
since
never said
you
that
listening.
In your life.
White guys rule, wearing clown suits.
That's a song?
That, by the way, that was a terrible example because that's a whole bunch of white people that call themselves posse and you used that one. That was horrible. That was just terrible.
Like,
that
let's
was
open up the phone lines.
Like, I don't even know why you did that.
800-585-1051. Is posse a racial term? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club.
Gang, gang.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Drake Riri with Too Good. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about these comments Phil Jackson made. Now, what are the comments, Yee?
Well, Phil Jackson was discussing one of Miami's trips to Cleveland, and he criticized LeBron for trying to alter the Miami Heat's travel plans. He said, quote, because you and your mom and your posse want to spend an extra night in Cleveland. Well, that was the problem that LeBron James had and Maverick Carter also had with what Phil Jackson had to say, referring to them as the posse for LeBron.
I understand Maverick and Rich being upset that someone referred to them as just members of his entourage, however they said it, posse, entourage, whatever, when they are the brains behind so much of Team LeBron. But that word posse, I don't think Phil was being racist.
He was being condescending.
It was degrading. It seemed a little
degrading.
It was
condescending.
I can see the racial undertones only because Phil Jackson is 80 years old. He probably saw a group of black people. He saw LeBron, his mom, the real Lambo might have been there. And he
nobody
was like,
mentioned the real Lambo. You know what?
He's just throwing other things
you know
in
what? He might have been mentioning all of them because they wanted to host Thanksgiving dinner at their house, not the hotel. That was the reason why they wanted to stay.
Okay, so the real Lambo was definitely there. All right. Okay. And he said the posse. Like that's some old. First of all, that's just some old, outdated slang. And Phil, his whole life, probably like a lot of white executives, has been trying to learn how to talk to the players. And the NBA players, the majority black, so they probably use awkward ass slang.
Phil, who's been with the players for long enough now, to know not to use posse.
Since when was posse a bad word? The 90s, posse was popping.
Well,
Arsenio Hall used to refer to his house band as a posse.
I think, and this is what LeBron said. He said that He wouldn't have had an issue if he would have said LeBron and his agent, LeBron and his business partners, LeBron and his friends.
What if he didn't know that was his? Okay, LeBron and his friends. True, because I can't. I don't know if that's your agent and business partner.
Right.
I don't know that.
But friends. I think the word posse was meant to use. It was meant to be used like degrading. Hangers on.
Absolutely. It was
LeBron
definitely
and
meant
his
to be
hangers on. If, it's condescending. I don't know that he was meaning LeBron and a bunch of black people, but he was like.
So basically, irrelevant. Rich Paul and Maverick are checking him, saying, look, we're not just hanger-ons. We're not just part of the posse or the entourage.
Out, all the hard work, effort, and achievement, and Phil Jackson still calls us a posse. Every step you take, they remind you, you ghetto. He quoted Jay-Z. He said, let me be clear. I'm not saying Phil Jackson is racist. I'm calling out his disrespectful language.
Maverick, you're just assuming Phil Jackson knows who you are.
Like I'm sure he does.
Maybe he doesn't.
He has to. This is his business.
Maverick and Rich Paul, they were very groundbreaking in what
this
they
is
did.
His business.
And
it was, he knows who
I think
it
it's
is.
Been huge stories, you know, all throughout. If he watches ESPN, I would think he knows who they are.
Maybe Phil might have saw them hanging outside the hotel and didn't know who the hell they were at that moment. Maybe in that moment.
He knows
who they
are. It was bad judgment for him to use
that. Who's this?
This is Oscar.
Hey, what do you think about Phil Jackson using the word posse? What do you think about that word and how he meant it?
So, see, I don't look at it as he's using it in a racist view. The problem is this. He needs to update his slang. The reason that LeBron James is making a big deal about it is because LeBron James gets away with murder. He can change. Like, I'll give you an example. During the World Series Game 6, it didn't say the Cleveland Cavaliers requested to have a game changed. No, it said LeBron and the Cavaliers. So now it's being pointed out that this man is a crybaby, that the NBA and the league caters to this guy. So now Phil Jackson puts it on the platter. Yeah, he uses the wrong words because, you know, it's an outdated term, and with everything going on with the election, it's going to get viewed as a racist term.
I don't agree. I think it is degrading. I think it is degrading.
It's degrading because they are more than that.
I think if it was,
but what if he just simply didn't know who it was? What if he saw LeBron, he recognizes LeBron's mom, and then just saw a bunch of people?
They all look alike, so I don't know the difference. I don't know who's
the
man.
That's
the
truth, though.
They all look alike now. Hello, who's this?
This is Mar from Queens.
Hey, Mar from Queens. What do you think about Phil Jackson using the word posse?
I think it's disrespectful to the men that helped build LeBron's career to
Absolutely.
What it is. But I also have to play devil's advocate here. White devil's advocate. There you go, bro. Everybody that wants to walk around and call themselves squad, gang, anything like that, these people are looking at you like that. So it can't be convenient for you to want to be looked at as animals.
I don't think that Maverick was calling himself gang, squad.
What did I say? If I was Phil Jackson, he should just update his slang. Saw LeBron outside his hotel with his squad. Saw LeBron outside his hotel with his gang.
Think Maverick is saying gang.
It would have been no problem. They would have had no problem with Phil Jackson referring to them as a gang. Our squad.
I don't know. I think they would have still. I think they want to be referred to as the manager and the agent.
I don't think he says Porzingis and his clan. I don't think he does none of that.
And if he has, Porzingis. And you guys can show us where that was said, then I would say, okay, that's just how we talk about everyone.
So if Phil Jackson would have been like, yo, saw LeBron and his gang outside the hotel, you think LeBron would have been mad?
Yes.
Yeah, they'd have been mad.
Yeah, you know why they'd have been mad? Because like, why is this white dude using slang sounding corny, just like him using an outdated term like posse?
That is gang. That's
Arsenio Hall's
management team.
Arsenio Hall's house band, the name of his band was the Posse. That's the only person I ever heard use that word.
What year was that?
The 90s.
Well, listen, clearly Maverick was offended. LeBron was offended for the reasons that they are. I know it's been really difficult for them in the business that they're in.
By the way,
a manager and an agent for one of the top players in the league.
Okay.
And people were upset about
that. Okay, just real quick.
All right.
I always thought Posse was a group of cowboys. Right?
Did you?
Yes, that's what a posse is. A posse is a group of cowboys who go out there and enforce the law. So if I see LeBron and somebody says his boy's name is Maverick, group. I'm saying, come on, Maverick, Cowboy, Posse. It all makes sense.
What do you think about Phil Jackson using the word posse to describe LeBron's management team? Call us now as the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Just give me the light.
That was Usher with No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're taking your calls right now, 800-585-1051. We're talking about some comments Phil Jackson made describing LeBron's management team. Now, what did he say exactly?
He was doing an interview. And he was talking about LeBron basically wanting to stay overnight in Cleveland and altering the Heat's travel plans. He said, because you and your mom and your posse want to spend an extra night in Cleveland.
to host Thanksgiving dinner because they would have had to have Thanksgiving dinner on the road in a hotel.
Right.
So you're saying he should have said friends, LeBron and his friends.
No, his manager
LeBron
and his
entourage. But what if he didn't know it was his manager and his agent? We're being very arrogant and just assuming everybody can just look at somebody and say, oh, that's Rich Paul, that's Maverick. We know them.
Well, LeBron and Maverick apparently feel like Phil Jackson should know who they are.
So we talked about they got
posse.
Egos.
When we talked about posse, it was usually negative. It was never like
When did you ever talk about posse?
When you were a kid and you heard about let's say somebody's posse jumping another posse. Posse
I
was
never
negative.
Heard that. You know what I heard? I heard Sir Mix-a-Lot, my posse's on Broadway. I heard that. I heard Arsenio Hall refer to his house band as a posse. I remember that Mario Van Peebles movie posse. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a little older than the rest of y'all. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, not everybody in this room, but the people listening. All right? Mm-hmm. I had never heard of posse in a negative term.
It was a negative term. Like, you know, if you mess with us, I'm going to get my posse to come back to
I never heard nobody talk like that. That must have been some New York stuff.
Maybe.
And I ain't never heard nobody talk like that, ever. I heard boys, okay? I'm going to get my crew.
I think they just feel like their positions and all the hard work they've done was downplayed.
Well, hello, who's this?
This is your Robert Black from Orlando, Florida. How you guys doing, man?
What's up, bro?
I wanted to comment on that last question. I kind of agree on both sides. Charlamagne made the point of, you know, white devil's advocate, that, you know, maybe he needs to brush up on his lingo, you know what I mean? But at the same time, a lot of times us as black men in professional positions or in business setting, we should be treated as a business professional.
Not respected.
You know, that right there was like a disrespect. We're always kind of considered less than, even when we have money, even though we have clout. It's always kind of minimized by a certain word or term or thought. We should be urban all the time. You know what I'm saying? We should be a thug all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the issue that we got to work through today, because a lot of us accept that foolishness, which we shouldn't, and a lot of white people kind of follow it and make it okay. And I don't think it's okay.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with Maverick and with LeBron checking him for what he said, so then in the future he'll think a little bit more.
They don't call him a posse.
Not
a management
true.
Team, management crew.
They checked him,
agent,
and I don't think that they went hard partners. And went crazy. But it's like, listen, we've achieved a lot of different things, and we've worked our way from the ground up. We've done a great job with LeBron and made him into this, you know, powerhouse. Why are we just the posse?
Right.
Listen, the moral of the story is update your slang. It's 2016. Nobody says posse, okay? We say gang gang. We say squad, all right? And let's be clear about another thing. Donald Trump is about to be our new president. No need to code any racism, all right? If you want to refer to a pack of blacks as monkeys, do it. You want to refer to a pack of white people as crackers, do it. It's 2016. Anything goes, baby.
I don't agree with that.
We don't got to be subliminal and say things like posse, all right? Okay? If you walk up to a hotel, there's a bunch of white people out. If you feel like there's a bunch of white devils out there, say, there's a bunch of white devils out there. Don't you go outside, all right? Don't say Trump supporters or whatever. Call it what it is, man. It's 2016.
We got rumors coming
up. Let it fly.
Okay? Yes, we're going to talk about Floyd Mayweather. Who is he beefing with now?
Who is that nigga beefing with?
Hey, he said that Floyd has said this person is an ant and he's an elephant.
Whoa.
Yes.
A black ant?
Yes.
He's definitely not black. No, but also, we'll talk about who is the sexiest man alive. I know y'all want to know.
Yeah,
No one in this room.
I made that list.
No one in this room.
All right, we'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So Floyd Mayweather is not happy with these Conor McGregor comparisons, and he's saying that Conor McGregor is an ant and Floyd is an elephant. All right, here is what... Would you get away from me, Envy? You want to hold the dog?
You're doing the rumor report.
All right, here. Envy wants a dog so bad. You go to Fashionable Pets.
Envy and that dog the same complexion, by the way. Just want to throw that out there.
All right, can I get back to my rumors? Yeah. Oh, she likes you.
Yeah. Guy.
I hope she pees
man,
right
pee
now.
Man, pee on him right now. Please, man, make my day, damn it.
All right, well, anyway, Floyd is sick of these Conor McGregor comparisons, and here is what he has to say.
Have you ever made $300 million in one night? Have you ever made $100 million in one night? Have you ever made $70 million in one night? So, I mean, it's okay to just to say it, but it's not true. I'm a legend, but never compare Conor McGregor to me. That's a total disrespect. I'm an elephant. Elephant don't beef with ants. You know, elephant is so large, you don't even see ants.
I totally agree with Floyd Mayweather. I saw somebody from TMZ call Conor McGregor the Floyd Mayweather of MMA. That's not even an accurate comparison in no way, shape, or form. Not even just because of the money, but the fact that Floyd Mayweather has been undefeated for 20 years, and I'm not even the biggest Floyd Mayweather fan like that. But
you're not?
On. That's disrespectful.
Well, Floyd was at one point trying to fight Conor McGregor, if you guys remember.
That would have been a great payout.
There was talks about that, but it didn't happen. Now, Dana White from the UFC said, Conor McGregor, if he touches you, you go to sleep. Floyd puts people to sleep, too, with his fighting style.
His fighting style is the greatest defensive fighter of all time.
Not with his hands.
Yeah, that was a diss. I was trying to be a little blow. That was funny.
All right, now, the world's most handsome man, the sexiest man alive. You guys know who that is?
Yes, yes man. First of all, fall back. All right? I don't got a black head on me. Drop one of Clues bombs for my skin. All right?
Well, definitely wasn't you.
Okay.
Yeah, your black head is definitely gone. It's a lot lighter. But
because I went and got that shot. I didn't know lighter. I went and got me some steroids put in that thing.
So who's the person? Is it me again?
The Rock is actually the sexiest man alive.
Oh, that's a lie.
According to people. What?
Why, you don't think he's sexy? You don't think The Rock's sexy?
Who do you think is the sexiest man, Emmy, if you have to pick?
The sexiest man, you freaking... Huh?
What you gonna call me? What you gonna call me? Me, I'm the sexiest man alive. Then Maxwell.
Whoa.
Then Odell Beckham Jr.
Wow, okay. Wow, the truth finally comes out. I knew you and Odell was jujuing on the beat.
You really
want to
know.
Night.
Me,
drop on the clue.
Then Maxwell, then Odell. That's who it is.
By the way, true story. Did Maxwell not shout out Envy at his concert the other night?
He did. He's
right before he went into Little
Something. Yeah.
That is a fact.
He did.
And aren't you going to see him in Detroit on Friday?
I might. Yes, I am.
Listen, I'm with you,
so
bro.
So you're just traveling around following Maxwell's show everywhere?
I'm in Detroit doing a show this weekend.
Hey, drop one of Clues bombs for Maxwell, Odell Beckham Jr., and Envy. I hate Mike Pence. I do not believe in conversion therapy for gay people. Salute to the LGBT
He's
community.
He's just a fan, that's all.
I am an ally. Okay.
All right. For some reason, Gabrielle Union is back in the news. People were going in on her, and that's because she was doing an interview and talking about her role as a divorcee in Almost Christmas, and they asked what it takes to find love again, and this is what she said. If your type hasn't worked for you in 40 years, guess what? Your type sucks. Time to change your type. Think outside the box. Maybe they're younger. Maybe they're older. Maybe they don't come in the shape or size or color that you assume they would come in, but there's so many dope people out there. If you open yourself up and get out of your own way, you're going to have a lot of options. All right, people started going in on her after that, and she went on
Why?
Twitter. I don't know. I always liked Gabrielle Union because I felt like she's very outspoken and she has a great, funny personality. So she said, if you're only going to use snippets of an interview I give to incite hostility against me, at least let the people know about the whole interview. After many failed relationships, I tell my whole truth. If you are interested in my actual truth, it's there. I never offer advice without explaining my whole truth. I'm not that chick. Love and like good people.
Why would they go in on her if she's telling some people? Because some women do have this list of what they want in a man and what they want their man to be like. Sometimes you got to veer away from that list.
They were saying because Dwayne Wade had a child outside of their relationship.
Don't knock Gabrielle for what works for her. Okay, you lonely bitches. Y'all don't got nobody. All right?
All right, Charlamagne.
Jesus
damn.
Christ.
Taking this to heart over
I'm just
there.
Saying. Hey, that's some good. Why wouldn't you take advice from somebody who actually got a man? Huh?
There's a baby dog in the room.
There's a baby dog in
there. She's telling you women to just veer away from your list sometime. To think outside the box. You have a set man in your mind, but that set man in your mind may not be who you end up with. It's okay.
It's okay, Cream. He's just mean. He's a mean guy.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Okay, you're right, Cream? Okay. Oh, just a little doggy. Angela Yee got a little dog in here named Cream. Say something to the people, Cream. Oof.
Andy, if you don't leave that poor
man, I can't wait till vacation. I'm so sick of y'all.
Yeah, we got donkey
Jesus
of the day
Christ,
coming up.
I'm so sick of y'all this week, man.
Who you giving your donkey to, man?
Donkey of the day is going out to a North Carolina sheriff's office in Johnson County, to be exact. Okay, you need to come in front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, November 16th, goes to the sheriff's office in Johnson County, North Carolina, for arresting the mother of actress Tika Sumter. You all know the beautiful Tika Sumter. Mm-hmm. She was Kevin Hart's woman in Ride Along. She played Michelle Obama in Southside with you. And she plays Candace on the Haves and Have Nots on the OWN Network. Yeah, that Godiva chocolate goddess. Her mama. Her mom's name is Janice Acquista. think I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. And it's not every day that I see someone arrested for a crime that I wasn't even familiar with. I didn't even know you could get arrested for what Tika Sumter's mom, Janice Acquista, got arrested for. But she's a retired corrections officer, Janice Acquista is, and she was arrested Monday in Johnson County, North Carolina. Let me read Tika Sumter's tweet so you know what she got arrested for. Tika tweeted out, "Make sure you turn in your library books, North Carolina. My mom was just arrested for having a late fee of $10 on an overdue library book. An overdue book should never result in a warrant," added Tika Sumter. And I agree. Who knew you could get arrested for having overdue library books?
Uh-oh.
Now, Tika said her mama turned the book in, but it was late and the DA's office took out the warrant. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said that Janice Acquista was arrested because the check she used to pay the overdue fine of $10 bounced and she never paid up. Now, I don't know why a $10 check bounced, okay? In fact, I don't even know why you'd be writing a check for $10, okay? We pay those kind of fines in cash, baby.
Sometimes you can't pay cash. You got to pay with a check or credit card.
Well, whatever. She'd have got the credit card, okay? $10 to the library. I wish the library would call me talking about overdue charges at $10. I would go to the library and pay them all in pennies. Okay? Why? Because I'm petty. I pray on my petty every day.
Petty
but
penny
I would,
over there.
Petty penny. I would pay you all in pennies if you called me tripping about an overdue library book. Now, Janice Acquista was released on $500 bail.
Damn it.
$500 for a $10 overdue library book. And her booking record shows her charge is simple, worthless check. I need to know what's not going on in Johnson County that police have time to serve warrants on 65-year-old women with overdue charges at the library. This must be the most safest county in America that this is the crime that's popping out there. Nobody selling drugs in Johnson County. No robberies, no gang activity, no posses doing home invasions. I need the criminal element in Johnson County, North Carolina, to step it up so the DA office can have more to do because this is ridiculous. Please give the Johnson County Sheriff's Department and DA office the biggest hee-haw, please, in North Carolina.
I gotta go turn in my library books.
I've never heard of that ever in my life. I didn't even know that was like possible.
I know I got library books in my mama's house that I ain't turning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I used to always read a lot. I used to do the Book It program. You know, you read 4 books, you get a free pizza. So I would always take the books back because if you didn't take the books back, you couldn't get more books.
I would take the books out when I had to do an assignment, and then I would just always forget to bring it back. And you
nice
can tell
because
it got the card in the back of it that you got it. Yeah, but
I'm just trying to figure out why do you get arrested for not turning in the library book? Like, this is a true story. I don't know if I can tell.
Yeah, tell it.
Go ahead, tell us the story.
I know somebody, right, who recently got pulled
somebody?
Over.
Okay, good.
Right, recently got pulled over. Their license was suspended. The reason it's suspended is for child support. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The cop was like, look, I could arrest you right now, but I'm going to give you a chance to work it out. Beat it.
Is
you
he know? Up here now?
No.
Okay.
Beat it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. But that's something you take somebody to jail for. So
right.
Who got time to be pulling up warrants to go arrest somebody for an overdue library book?
So your friend should have went to jail, but not that lady.
Yes. But wouldn't you just tell the lady, go pay the fine? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, come on.
Yes.
Stop it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
And snitching on your friend briefly. Now, Yee.
How's that snitching?
Up next is Ask Yee, 800-585-1051.
And so what if I was a snitch? I'm
if you
a
got
civilian.
A question for Yee, call Yee right now.
I'm not in the streets.
If you need relationship advice or
yeah,
any type of advice.
I will tell on your ass.
800-585-1051.
Give me advice on dogs, because I'm a dog expert now. 1-800-CRIME-STOPPER. I'll go do a PSA right now. I wouldn't care what a Negro thinks.
Look, I'm with you.
Who cares?
I'm a civilian.
Who? I'll do a PSA right now. All you posses need to stop selling drugs in this neighborhood. I'm telling. Okay?
I ain't going to go that far, but I ain't going to tell on you like that.
All
who
right.
wouldn't?
But if it affects me.
There you go. There you go. Don't act like you wouldn't. We all would.
585-1051.
I'll drop a dime on you, Yee. Say something. Okay.
Listen. All right. You know how much stuff I know about you. Go ahead. You coming with me. You go ahead and drop a dime. See if you're not going down.
If I go down, we all goes down.
I'll burn the whole car.
The car is coming down.
Okay, this whole Breakfast Club.
And I guarantee you get more time. I guarantee you get more time than me.
Goodness gracious, where did it go? guys. I thought we were friends in here. Don't do a crime with you guys. 800-585-1051. Ask Ye is next at the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Mo Money, Mo Problems, Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051, if you got a question for her. Hello.
My question is, well, I just found out that I was pregnant.
Congratulations.
Me and my boyfriend.
Yay.
Thank you.
I'm not saying congratulations. I know the occupation of the baby father.
What? The occupation of he works at a Lexus dealership.
Okay.
All right, but cars.
Okay.
Let's get to it. What's the problem?
Okay, so me and his mom have a pretty cool relationship. I went to her and I told her that I was pregnant, and she was like, "Oh, you guys." Well, she was very upset. She said, "I'm very disappointed in you. I'm very angry with you. If you were my daughter, I would whoop you. You guys, you know, don't have yourself together." I'm 26. He's 32. Mm-hmm. I work at corporation where I'm a billing administrative assistant. I make pretty good money.
Sounds like you guys have it together.
Yes. The only thing is we're working on getting our own place, mm-hmm. which is coming up in January.
That's great.
So she just had something negative to say about it, and he wants us to sit down and talk again, because after we spoke, it wasn't bad, because we kept going back and forth and yelling. It kind of got loud.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants us to sit down and talk again, but I don't want to talk to her because the things that she said were kind of negative. And
right. Well, this is a couple of things. Congratulations. It does sound like you guys have it together, so that's a good thing. That is her baby, though. Is this his first child?
No, he has two other kids, and I also have two other kids.
Ooh. What happened with his previous situation? Are you the second or third baby mom?
I'm the third, but the thing is, he takes care of both of his kids. The second one lives with him.
Right. Well,
and he takes care of my kids too as well. Like he's more involved than their father.
She probably is feeling a little bit like, okay, the other two situations didn't work out. Now this is a third situation, you know, and that. But that's his mom. And at the end of the day, like, if she's it seems like she was negative, but it doesn't seem like she was terrible to you. Like, it's something that you can't resolve, right?
I think it's resolvable, but if me and him kind of got into an argument, and then I started, like, I just said, well, go back to your mom's house with her, you know, fake ass, and he got upset and went and told her.
Now, you can't insult the man's mother.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, because I'm petty. I went back and told her.
He went back and told her.
Oh, come on. Why did you do that?
He went back and told her and put her on the phone and said, tell her what you were saying about her. Tell her what you were saying about her.
Now, why would you do that? Now, certain things, you know, it was an argument that y'all had. You should have never told your mom that.
He shouldn't have brought my mama up in it.
He's saying we should sit down and talk with
her. You definitely need to apologize to his mother for what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sorry that you said that?
Yes, I'm sorry that I said that, but it's like when I told him that his mom, because he wasn't there when I told his mom I was pregnant, he wasn't there, so when I told him about it, he kind of brushed it off. He didn't sit and talk to me and say, "Babe, it'll be okay," you know, he kind of brushed it off, so I felt like I didn't have anyone to talk to about it, because my feelings were hurt, because that wasn't the reaction I thought
right,
I was going to get from her.
I understand that completely. Your feelings were hurt. It does sound like you guys can have a sit down and fix all of this. I'm sure right now you're sensitive because you're pregnant too, right? Your emotions, your hormones are probably all over the place. You shouldn't have said that about his mom. He definitely shouldn't have called her and put you on the phone like that. That's something he could have addressed with you, because that might be something that's always going to be in her mind. But you guys do need to sit down and talk. And I feel like you need to explain to her, I was very hurt at your reaction when I told you I was pregnant. That's why I said what I said. I should have never said that. So I apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about
I don't know how she, and obviously she didn't have such a great experience if, you know, he has to have primary custody of his other child that's living with him. So clearly there's an issue with that mother, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's left a bad taste in her mouth as well, as a mother who's protective over her son.
I understand that, but my kids live with me, both of them, and I take care of them. So,
I feel you, but everything that you're saying is but Listen, sometimes you got to just sit down and be the bigger person because you want this to be a family. You want to be happy in your pregnancy. If that means you got to sit down and talk to this man's mother because she raised him, she's seen him go through some things that probably has her feeling like, oh, man, I don't know. And that's when you have to be like, look, I'm a great mom. I take care of both of my children. They live with me. I also help him in his responsibilities that he has with his other kids. And I just wish you would have had a different type of response when I told you, can we move forward?
Okay, that sounds like something I can do, definitely.
Okay, and stop saying but just say your part, and then that will probably make her feel like, okay, I didn't know, you know, I didn't intend to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, she just needs to say nothing.
Hey, man, your mama got an Instagram?
Nah, she don't got an Instagram. She got nothing. I don't know.
She got no Facebook?
Okay.
But she might have
I don't
plan.
Follow my mom.
And stop running back to. And snitching and telling your mom every little argument y'all get into what gets said behind
exactly.
closed doors.
Acting like a little hoe-ass boy.
Ain't no hoe. She shouldn't be talking about his mama.
He didn't have to tell her that.
Yeah.
Oh, hoe-head ass.
Instigating.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake, Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole. What's your question for Yee?
Okay, so my question is, I've been living with my boyfriend now for 2 years. My 25th birthday happens to fall on Thanksgiving Day this year. I didn't ask for anything from friends or family, but I did want my boyfriend to spend the day with my family and I on Thanksgiving Day.
Now what happened?
I don't feel like it's way too much to ask for. Woo! Especially that I haven't ever asked for anything like that before.
Shit inside, chick.
25 is a big one.
What happened?
So what happened is that his mom basically had a major problem with it, felt like I was disrespecting her, and said that because we weren't married, she does not and will not have to compromise. And from this whole conversation, it's really led to a lot of turmoil in our relationship, which we never even fight. And this has been a really, really big problem. So I'm trying to figure out, how do I communicate to him that this is a big birthday for me? I really want you to be present. You know, I want you to be able to say something to your mom about the way that I felt disrespected.
Well, why can't he go to his mom's house and then come by yours? Are you guys that far apart?
Well, we both live in the same state, but yeah, I guess the distance is that if he would be up there, we eat dinner at about the same time. It would be hard to be at both places at once.
Well, why can't he just spend time with you and then go to his house for dinner?
So we did talk about this. This was one of our compromise options. But his tradition on his holidays is that he typically drives up and cooks with his family all day. And his mom doesn't live in the state. So when she is home for holidays, she expects that he's up at their house at around 12, 1 o'clock.
Okay, now why can't you, the day before your birthday, celebrate?
I did think about this.
You have to compromise. So you just said his mother's not always there. They have this family tradition, which I understand that it's your birthday, but it's a big deal for you to ask him to break his family tradition. And you might have to compromise because he can still spend the day before your birthday, be with you at midnight.
Midnight, yeah.
Be with you in the morning. Y'all can stay up all night, be all cute, and then he could still go see his family.
Okay.
So it's a hard thing to make a man choose between his family and his girl in a situation like that. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I understand. Do you think that I am owing his parents an apology?
No.
I don't know how bad it got for you to have to apologize, but I do think this is between you and your man, and you need to tell him, you know what? Let's compromise. The day before, let's do something special. And if he's a good man, he'll go out of his way to make sure that he does make it extra special for you, right? And
yeah.
You never know. Maybe he'll surprise you and drive back, you know, on his own free will accordance. But you could celebrate the day before.
Okay.
And he could ring in your birthday with you. It's just unfortunate that it falls on the same day. But if he doesn't get to see his man like that, and he has a whole family that wants to see him, it is a little selfish to say, okay, forget your family this day.
Mama, like, don't bring that girl you shacking up with over to the house to get no turkey. You can't get no stuffing, no yams, because y'all ain't married.
This is why I called. I appreciate your advice.
All right, thank you, mama.
You can't get no turkey dinner if you're shacking up.
Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we're going to talk about a sex tape that could potentially come out. Also, we'll tell you who just got a residency in Vegas. I feel like you guys might want to go see him.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it looks like there's a new sex tape on the market, and that is Von Miller's sex tape from the Denver Broncos. Apparently, he met a woman named Elizabeth Ruiz while he was in Mexico, and that was back in June. They had sex while they were indoors. She filmed it on her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
He then later on called her and asked her to delete that footage, and she said, I gotcha. But now she's been trying to sell that video. She actually contacted TMZ, and they shot her down, and now she's trying to sell that video back to Von Miller for $2.5 million.
How old is Von Miller? Because that sounds like a young green duck move. Like, why would you trust a woman like
you
that?
Bet. In Cancun.
You know you're Von Miller. You know you're the Super Bowl MVP. You got all these endorsement deals.
You know
why?
She knows.
Yeah.
Like, 27.
Oh, that's a young green duck. Okay, how big he is.
Well, right now a judge has issued a temporary restraining order, so she can't do anything with it. But I wouldn't even imagine paying her $2.5 million. She still has a copy of it somewhere, I'm sure. Then what?
Guys got to, my father used to always say, you got to think with your big head, not your little head. That sounds like a little head moment. That sounds like he was in the moment, and he just wanted to get it in, and she was like, let's record it. Okay, whatever to get the poom poom. You already took it to Cancun.
I think he met her there, didn't he? Or did he take it there?
No, he met her there.
He met her there.
She
he didn't
even
know her. All right, now let's discuss Vegas. You know we love going to Vegas for their residencies, okay? The Backstreet Boys have announced theirs. We know Celine Dion's been there, Boyz II Men, Britney Spears, Lionel Richie, J-Lo, Pitbull, Rod Stewart, Mariah. Well, now Ricky Martin has revealed that he will be headlining the Park Theater at Monte Carlo. So anybody that's a big Ricky Martin fan, just know that he does have that residency in Vegas, and he announced it during the Ellen DeGeneres show.
29% of all Latinos who voted for Trump are so excited about that concert right now.
Listen, Vegas is the most fun place to go to a concert. I actually want to take my mom to Vegas to go see some of these residencies. She'll have a good time. Now, Slim Thug is upset. He was actually having dinner when people broke into his car. They smashed the window. He was at Houston's in Houston having dinner, and somebody stole an iPhone. How annoying is that somebody would break into your car? He has a 2015 Wraith. They broke the window. You know how much it costs to fix that window, to get a new window? If you had to guess, I know Envy might know.
$1,100.
It's going to cost $13,000.
And for
that
what window?
Is because the shattered glass also messed up his leather.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
his
why.
Paint job as well.
Yeah, it just wasn't a window.
Who are these young green ducks that break into a Wraith and steal the iPhone? If you're going to break into the Wraith, steal the Wraith.
They can't,
damn it.
They can't steal the Wraith without the key.
All of that just to steal the iPhone? I hope
why
he has,
can't you steal the Wraith without the key?
I hope he has find my iPhone.
How are you going to get a key? It's not the old school days where you could spark club plugs two wires and it starts
it?
Up. You can tow it.
Hey, tow it.
You can definitely tow it. But he's sitting there eating. It's not like you got that much time.
Yeah,
the alarm's going to go off.
Clearly it didn't.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Guess
you're right. Clearly it didn't.
Guess you're right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, now up next is the People's Choice Mix. If you want to hear something, 800-585-1051. Also, shout out to Karen Civil.
Salute to
I
the young
behind
legend,
the scenes,
Karen
I needed
Civil.
Some headphones. My headphones were broke. And she sent some up immediately. Appreciate you, Karen
the
Civil.
The young legend, Karen Civil.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to KC.
All right.
My girl, Karen.
Haiti's finest.
All right, in Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the mix is up next. You want to hear something at me, at DJ Envy. I got you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.